are you?
Cardinal Official, a.k.a. Celebrity Face in the Place.
Cardinal, did you invent the word T-Dot?
No, I didn't. It was actually invented by a fellow from the T-Dot. His name is K-Force. He's actually over in New York now. But K-Force, we used to record out of the same studio. And one day, myself, Socrates, and Shaw Claire, we had heard a joint that he was doing, a demo. And we just thought it was the craziest thing, so we just ran with it.
What year would have that been, Cardinal? Because, like, inventing T-Dot, that's amazing.
You know what? Honestly, that was probably back in 95, 96. 95, 96. Probably 95. Mm-hmm.
And you are Cardinal?
Official.
You are living?
Hmm?
You are living?
Huh?
You're living history.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
You're living history.
There you go.
Cardinal, your dad, was he a DJ?
Yes, he was. The Soul Prince.
Where was that? In Jamaica?
No, that was actually over here. He came over to Canada, I think, like the last year of high school. He actually went to Central Tech when he got here. And he used to play. He also used to be part of a band. And he used to play bass. And they used to do, you know, all the local Toronto gigs, Buffalo, Detroit, all that good shit.
Cardinal, I was wondering, I've asked a few Canadian rap legends about ska, but nobody's been too enthusiastic about ska. Mm-hmm. You must be enthusiastic about ska, aren't you? Don't you love ska? Please tell me you love ska.
Well, listen to what I'm going to tell you. I grew up on ska, but like every other young person around my age, and don't bother with it, Nardo, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but every other young person around my age, this is stuff that we rebelled against in our younger years. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's like our parents used to listen to this and our aunts and uncles, we didn't want to listen to this shit. But I love ska. Actually, I'd actually done a joint. I had sampled the Scatolites, actually, for a song I have called Seed of Fire for a mixtape. So, yeah.
Thank you for loving ska. I mean, some people try to rebel against it, but ska is the roots of dancehall.
Ska
and
is
the
crazy.
Roots of reggae and all
for
that
sure.
stuff, isn't it?
Yes,
like,
sir.
It is important, ska.
Of course, it's very important. I mean, yes.
In Jamaica. How about any local ska artists out of Toronto? Have you ever considered work with any local ska artists?
You know, I don't know of any local ska artists, to tell you the honest truth, but actually...
Julie Black said she wouldn't mind working with Bedouin Soundclash.
It's good that you mentioned that, because I was just talking to Eon from Bedouin Soundclash, and as soon as they get back from Europe, we're actually going to get into the studio. I had met them at a showcase, like, earlier this year. MIA from the UK was doing a showcase, and I had actually met those dudes there, so we're actually going to get together and do some stuff. And you may see a surprise pop-up from Cardinal at one of their shows, maybe.
So, Cardinal, you weren't too excited about the ska when you were growing up. But this guy, you must love this guy. What can you tell me about this guy, writer Heavy D?
This, I'll tell you, this was the, second piece of vinyl that I actually ever bought. This very thing. I bought it from Sunrise Records in the Thorncliffe Plaza. This is the second one that I bought. This is crazy right here. Where'd you get it in such good condition?
From Beat Street Records, where we are right now.
Well, there you go, because I have to take this with me, just as long as it's under 20 bucks, but I have to take this with me. This was, I used to have a collection every Thursday. I used to go down to Carnival Records in Toronto, and I used to buy a piece of vinyl, but then I think back in grade 9, my whole collection got stolen when I was DJing a dance, because I actually used to DJ as well, too. So this is actually crazy and very important to me, so I'm going to have to leave here with this. So, yeah.
That's very nice of you to offer to pay for it and not just steal it, Cardinal.
Well, I mean, you know, that's one of those things. You have to support your all your hip-hop mom-and-pop stores and whatever, you know what I mean? So if Beat Street has it, I'm going to pay for it. But if this belongs to you, Solitaire and DJ Reddy Fox are in the back, and we'll bust your ass to take it. So, you know what I mean?
Thank you very much, Cardinal. Now, before you put that away, Cardinal, we're not finished. The importance, though, of Heavy D, just in general, like, Heavy D did not swear, did he?
You know what? I don't think Heavy D did swear, and if he did, it wasn't in any hip-hop songs that he did. Because don't forget, also, Heavy D used to do songs with Supercat and a bunch of other dancehall artists back in the day. So maybe he cussed a couple bad words in patois, but not in hip-hop.
And he has links to you as well, because Heavy D's cousin is right over there?
Pete Rock.
So what's the connection between Cardinal Official, Heavy D, and Pete Rock?
Well, Pete Rock is now a good friend of mine, and all of us have roots in Jamaica. All of us have family that's from Jamaica. And Pete Rock, even further, taking it further, Pete Rock actually has family that lives in Toronto. So there you go. So I'm a good friend of Pete Rock. Pete Rock is Heavy D's cousin. And I was actually supposed to work with Heavy D on the last album, because it turns out that he actually likes some of my music. So there you go.
As I mentioned, Cardinal...
Official.
Official, you are living history.
All right.
And I've asked many other Canadian groups about these guys here. OG Canadian rap, the Get Loose Crew from Scarborough. Do you know these guys at all?
Not whatsoever. Oh, this looks like... is this Be Cool?
Yes, it is. What can you tell the people about early Canadian rap, such as the Get Loose Crew?
Well, I don't know shit about the Get Loose Crew. But I do know Be Cool. What do I know about? I know more about early...
He ended up with Maestro, didn't he?
I was about to say, I know more about the early Beat Factory days, you know what I mean? Like Mishy Me and just King Lou and just earlier guys like that more than the Get Loose Crew out of Scarborough.
But these guys deserve props, don't they? Early Canadian rap, like Kish!
Kish, yes, and I heard he's an engineer now in L.A., so definitely.
That was the Get Loose Crew vibe, the Beat Factory. That was this big comp that came out, wasn't it, with all these different groups on it.
Crazy. Yeah, where'd you get... you got all this stuff from here?
All this from Beat Street Records. It educates me on Canadian rap. What can you tell the people about early Canadian rap, though, Cardinal? Because now you're hanging out with, like, the Neptunes. You're hanging out with Timbaland. Do you ever tell Timbaland about Maestro Fresh West? Do you ever tell Pharrell about Maestro Fresh West?
I'll tell you, honestly, whenever I hang out with any of these dudes, they always ask me. They're like, yo, what's up with that dude, Maestro? I'm like, yo, Maestro's holding it down, you know what I mean? So they definitely know about Maestro. They know about, obviously, they know about Sir Scratch and K-Cut from Main Source. They know about Dream Warriors because Dream Warriors were crazy over in Europe. So there's a lot of people they know about Mishy Me because Mishy Me used to be signed to, I think it's First Priority. She used to be signed over there. So they know about a lot of Canadians, actually.
Cardinal Fischel, I was saying, do you ever talk to Pharrell about Maestro Fresh West? I think a lot of these American rappers do know quite a bit about Canadian rap.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me, Cardinal Fischel, about American rappers ripping off Canadian rappers? A la Puff Daddy ripping off the...
You gotta be specific. Be specific.
The Rascals and Keith Murray ripping off the Rascals twice. Ba-boom.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a lot of inside politics. And I mean, you know, Puff, me and Puff are cool right now. So, you know, I can't exactly, tarnish his reputation. But it has been said that there has been a Rascals album that has kind of wandered onto his desk. And it featured a song with the Rascals and Barrington Levy. And then... miraculously, all of a sudden, you know, Barrington Levy did miraculously do some work with certain bad boy artists. So, but this is just hearsay, you know. I don't know anything about it.
The Murray?
Keith Murray? Well, I know about DMX when he jacked the Northern Touch. Which Keith Murray are you referring to?
I think that Keith Murray.
Yeah. No. I know the song you're talking
about. Movie Star, was it?
Yeah, it's actually produced by the same guy that that did the joint for Rascals actually did that shit for Keith Murray, too.
Cardinal Official, is that true that Northern Touch really was jacked?
It was jacked hard.
How would that happen? By who? What does jacked mean? New Jack City, juice.
Yes, well, New Jack and jacked is two different things. I mean, New Jack, when you're a New Jack, that means you're new onto the scene. But getting jacked is just, you know, getting ripped off. And basically how it happens is, like, you know, they have a lot of people, especially in the States, that scout for new music. And when they hear stuff on the underground, you know what I mean, sometimes they bring it to these guys, you know, that are sitting up in these offices with all these, you know, millions of dollars, and they try and put it out first. So that's really what happens, to tell you the honest truth.
And where did you hear Northern Touch pop up?
Where did I hear it pop up? I mean, it's popped up everywhere. It's been all over the place because, I mean, Northern Touch actually got a lot of play on BET at the time because I think it was the whole BET coming to Canada thing or whatever. So when it started playing over in the States, then obviously people started hearing it and, you know.
But where did it up in the jacked format? You said that the beat was taken. Where did it end up there? Where can we check that out?
It's on Get At Me Dog, DMX.
Thank you, DMX, for the Northern...
Yeah, Touch, sure. Northern Jack.
So, Cardinal Official,
yes.
Canadians have been ripped off, but you've also helped Canadians, haven't you?
How so?
You helped Little X, director Little X. Did you not kickstart his career?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I kickstarted it, but I mean, back in the days, 95, we used to work for this government organization called... Well, actually, it was a part of the Toronto Arts Council called Fresh Arts, and they gave me my own faction, which was called the Maroon Squad. And Little X used to work with me, you know, amongst a bunch of other people. And we took this trip over to New York, and and that was kind of what helped Little X get in with Hype Williams, and then from there the whole thing just, you know what I mean, snowballed into what he is right now.
And he's pretty big right now for people that don't know Little X.
Yeah, he's pretty freaking huge. He's directed, I think, over 100 videos from everybody from myself. Shawclear was, if you don't know, Shawclear was actually the first video that Little X did. So from every, it went from Shawclear all the way right up to Jay-Z.
Has he helped spread the love, though? Has he played any Cardinal Official for anybody that doesn't know who you are?
Well, you know what's funny is if you are an aspiring artist and you would like to get a Little X reel, if you look at it, there's only like, out of the 100 videos, I think only 5 or 6 videos that he has on his reel, which is like a director's demo tape, and Old Time Killing happens to be one of them. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, anybody who's looking for his works has seen Old Time Killing on Little X's reel. So he's definitely, you know what I mean, a lot of people have checked for me because of Little X, for sure.
Cardinal Official, here we are at Beat Street Records, and they have an amazing selection here of promo items. I just wonder, just quickly, if you could maybe comment on a few of these and any run-ins with any of these artists you might have. Like over there, we have the Bismarcky doll. What can you tell me about Bismarcky?
The Diabolical Biz. Back when, well, I'll tell you a couple things. When I was like really small, I used to be good with the beatboxing, so they used to call me Biz Jr. because I was able to do a whole bunch of stuff. I actually met him for the first time earlier this year. No, or was it last year at an Echo event? Sometime within the last year I met him, which was pretty cool. Snoop Dogg, I produced Let's Ride for Shawclear, and that Let's Ride actually was one of Snoop's favorite songs at the time, which is dope. And then actually when I was signed over at MCA Los Angeles, when Snoop came over, you know, they played him a bunch of stuff to see who else was on the roster, and apparently Snoop was feeling the first Firestarter Volume 1, so that's pretty cool. Master P, I once went to a party with that was at Master P's presidential suite or whatever, years ago, with like Shawclear and Socrates and stuff.
In Toronto?
No.
Was that when he was with the Raptors?
No. No, this was back when Master P was in his heyday, when he was the ice cream man.
What happened at that party?
I mean, it was crazy. A lot of free drinks, a lot of free women, and, you know, solitaire and stuff. Or was getting down with some smokes. What are you hiding from? Yeah, you know. But yeah, that was in Master P's heyday.
And over here, the Outcast. Any run-ins with the Outcast? With the Outcast dolls and Run DMC?
Run DMC, we got an opportunity. Was it Run DMC? Yes. Hey, Solitaire, we opened for Run DMC before, didn't we? At the government that time?
Yes.
Opened for Run DMC before, and that was very cool. Actually, and I got to meet Jam Master Jay like maybe a couple months before he passed at a conference in Puerto Rico. So that was pretty cool.
The Outcast?
Outcast. Haven't met Outcast yet. Haven't met Outcast.
Nelly's Pimp Juice. Any run-in with the Nelly at all, Cardinal Official, since you've met everybody?
First time I went to the Billboard Awards, actually the only time I went to the Billboard Awards, Nelly was actually staying on our floor, and it was hilarious because I didn't realize that he was like 5'5" until like I came out of my hotel room and he was standing there with his bodyguard. And he was actually mad cool. I mean, I thought it was hilarious because at the time, like, I was really just on the come up, but he was pretty funny. He's like, "All right, are you coming to Justin Timberlake's party tonight?" I was like, "Yeah, right, sure, I'll see you there." You know what I mean? So Nelly, but he's actually a pretty cool guy, because that was, again, when he was like just blowing up crazy or whatever, and he actually knew who I was, so that was pretty cool.
And lastly here, I mean, we're in the Northwest, we have to mention Sir
Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back himself.
Now, what do you think about Sir Mix-a-Lot? I love Sir Mix-a-Lot, being from Seattle and all. He's from Seattle, you know, the right. Northwest, yeah. Vibe, uh-huh. You know.
I only like the ass that's in his videos.
Boom!
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just the ass and the TNA that's in his videos. That's all that it does for me. Yeah.
Cardinal Official, winding up here, on your brand new CD coming out, are there any gunshots?
Hold on a second. Just because the country needs to see this is what Canadian hip-hop is, and this also helps spawn who you see here today. So I have to make sure and big up Mishy Me and L.A. Love, because as you can see, the whole dancehall queen look she has.
In 1987, too.
1987.
A 1991 trading card.
That's crazy.
Like, and wasn't she related in some way to, like, MC Light? There was some connection there.
Her father, you see, earlier when I said she was signed to First Priority, MC Light's father owned First Priority, and Mishy Me was signed over there.
So a bit of nepotism helped there.
Well, you know.
Helped the Canadian rap.
A little bit.
So that means you got to marry into some American rap royalty. Have you been propositioned by any American rap royalty at all, Cardinal Fischel?
No. I mean, I've tried to hump a couple of legs, like the first time that I met Trina.
Lil' Kim?
No. Actually, we were at the studio because Solitaire was at the studio doing some stuff with Lil' Kim earlier this year, so he got a chance, but no.
Let's just get Solitaire in here. Just lastly here. Come on.
Come on, buddy.
What's a Canadian rap legend doing there in the corner?
I don't know. You see, that's how we treat our Canadian rappers.
Come on, right in here, Solitaire. Okay. Come on, right in here, just to finish up the interview. I mean, we can't leave. We're talking about Canadian legends, and
these guys have MCJ and Cool G. You guys, what is this?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. This guy, MC, and then also. We have the Socrates.
This is crazy.
These guys. Well, actually, this is crazy. Woo! Right here. What? These guys are Halifaxian rappers, aren't
they?
That's
right. They sure are. And actually, there's a connection with these guys because this guy right here, we have a new member of our crew, Nicole Moses, who's an R&B singer. And she used to work with this guy for 6 years. So this is real weird. All this 6 degrees of separation stuff is real
crazy.
That's
Canadian rap. And please, Solitaire, what can you say about Cardinal? When did you guys meet? And what's the deal on this record?
I mean, I don't really like Cardinal at all. I don't want to be here at all.
Well, then, what can you say about this gentleman right here? Canadian rap legend.
About Solitaire? Well, on a serious note, he's doing a lot of things across the border. He's producing for the new Nina Sky album as well. He just produced a song for Elephant Man for Funkmaster Flex's new album and a bunch of other stuff. But on a sidebar, he's a jerk. And, you know what I mean? He's only here for the per diems and a couple of other stuff. Some, you know, free t-shirts that we get on the road.
You like ska, though?
Oh, I love ska.
Thank you. I wanted to hear that. We're going to have the love for the ska. So, lastly here, winding up Cardinal Official,
yes.
How many gunshots are on your new LP? Does anybody get killed on your new LP?
Nobody gets killed. Oh, wait a minute. Yes. On the song Freshie, there's actually a character that he comes from Jamaica. He comes over here, but he gets caught up in a bunch of BS. And at the end of the record, he actually does get killed. But it's not senseless violence. There is a whole point and message behind it, so let's not get it twisted.
What's it like killing time? Did you kill time waiting for Jay-Z to get up on stage? You were the guy that had to like kill 5 hours while Jay-Z was waiting to show up at some event?
Hmm?
This was at some gig at the Docks in Toronto or something like that?
The Docks.
Rock the Caravana.
Thank you.
Oh, was I? No, I mean, you know what? That was when he came. That was actually cool because his manager had.
Well, let me just set the scene here. Like, I heard that Jay-Z was going to show up, and they were like, "Okay, Cardinal, go out there and kill some time, so the crowd doesn't get restless."
Oh no! That's not what it was.
That's a hard gig, isn't it?
Yeah. No. That's not what it was. Actually, because he was doing the whole Caravana thing, they had called to us a week before and said they wanted me to be a little surprise guest during his thing. So that was actually an honor, to tell you the honest truth, because I mean, to me, like Jay-Z. Somebody that I actually look up to, you know what I mean, and I try and learn from him, and for him to actually, you know what I mean, personally reach out to have me be a part of his shit, that was crazy. So no, that was actually a dope experience.
Cardinal Official, at another gig you played, you smashed an acoustic guitar. What does that mean?
Yo, what that means is we are taking it back to the old school, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I grew up on the friggin' Chum 30 Countdown and all the rest of that good stuff, so I always seen these guys smashing the guitar, so we went and I searched out and I got my guitar and I smashed that shit, because at the beginning of the song Heads Up, I actually worked with a guitar player, Andrew Thompson, and he played the guitar at the beginning of the song. So, you know, I played it off like I was playing the guitar and I smashed that shit, you know what I mean, because I wanted to take it back to the old school. So that's what that was. I waited my whole life to smash a guitar and I finally got my shot.
But did it mean that it was an acoustic guitar? Does that symbolize anything?
It symbolizes,
you know, an acoustic guitar, a chaos acoustic.
No, because you see, that's what I love about Canada is, you know, because he plays an acoustic guitar, it's automatically assumed that it's all. Nah, I mean, that's a whole bunch of BS. Nah, man.
But you do hate backpackers, though.
If I hate backpackers?
Do you hate backpackers?
No, I hate geeks. Backpackers are cool just as long as they're cool. I just, you know what I mean? I hate geeks. So if you're a geek, I don't care if you're in Gucci loafers or a backpack. You know what I mean? But backpackers, what is that really? Backpackers are people that are in Europe hitchhiking across the country.
Well, Cardinal Official, anything else you want to say to the people out there at all?
Yes, my album comes out November 15th, so people out there, listen, I traveled all the way to Vancouver to do this shit with Nardwuar, so make sure you help create and keep the hip-hop history going in Canada and pick up Fire and Glory on Black Jay / Virgin EMI Music.
Cardinal Official, why should people care about Cardinal Official?
Really, they should care about me because I'm one of the last people left in the country that actually makes a solid album from start to finish without you having to skip anything. Besides that, they really shouldn't care.
And thanks so much for your time, Cardinal Official.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for speaking to me, Nardwuar, human serviette. Mm-hmm. I would like to know, Chris Rock or Crack Rock?
Definitely Chris Rock, but if you're poor and you have no other means, maybe Crack Rock will do you some good. But for me, I'm okay, so Chris Rock definitely.
And that's going out on the limb, recommending drugs to kids.
No, don't smoke it. Just sell it to somebody stupid enough to buy it.
Ba-boom!
Well, I'm just joking. Leave the drugs alone, please.
Well, thank you very much, Cardinal Official.
I've been waiting my whole life to do this. Come on.
Thanks so much, Cardinal Official. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
No.
Don't even wait! Almost, Cardinal Official. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doo.